Today's daf in Masechet Gittin brought to you by Benchamot Yerushalayim is a Gittin. We're holding a Gittin daf Gimel, and I would like to go over with you very quickly the first part because we're holding smack bang in the middle. And let us begin with a 3-minute review of the entire Gemara Lamed Beis, which is only a few lines anyway. So we had in our Mishnah this very strange halacha. Now, if you're bringing a get from Medinat Hayam, you have to say b'fanai nechtav or b'fanai nechtam. Now, exactly where Medinat Hayam is and what the din would be within Medinat, so those were things that are side points that we haven't gotten up to yet. But just about that nekuda, we had some very, very strange feelings because it doesn't make much sense. I mean, first of all, the very fact that there's only one Hamevi means there's only one person. And if there's only one person, how much is he going to accomplish? I don't mind turning on the lights. How much is he going to accomplish anyway? We don't believe in Eidach when it comes to Inyonim of Erva. So what's the point? Secondly, the relationship to both the Ktiva and the Chatima is very confusing. Because, I mean, if it's the problem of we need to make sure that the get wasn't forged, what does the Ktiva have to do with forgery? Only Chatima has to do with forgery. That's what they, I mean, he should simply be made for the Chatima, which raises another question, because the Chatima is always done with two. It's called the Kiyum of Ashtar. On the other hand, if we're talking about another problem and how to write a get correctly, then the Chatima shouldn't be spoken about. So maybe it has something to do with Lishma or whatever. I mean, it may have special denim in the get. Then why are we talking about the Chatimat Ha'edim? There seems to be here a confusion of many issues that have been thrown together and that form a new Gezerah without any clear-cut definition. Furthermore, whatever it is that he is going to be addressing, how does saying in front of me address it? I would say it's a din in the get, right? So, in front of you, great. I guess that makes it kosher because Ruach HaKodesh is Shayra Alecha. I don't understand. If there's something that I need to address, then address it. Say, the get was written in front of me properly, whatever that properly is. Maybe it's Lishma or some other issue, but how can you just say it was written in front of me? You're not addressing the main problem, so that's very strange. And the fact that you witnessed the signature of the Eidim, well, how does that help us, that you witnessed it? You're only one person that witnessed somebody signing something. How does that add additional value to the signature itself? So these are the questions that we're going to address. And obviously, we begin slow because this is, as we pointed out yesterday, we're peeling this apart layer by layer to try to get to the bottom of it because we can't ask it all in one case. So let's start from the beginning. What would be the reason that we need to address anything? And then we'll get to the question of why are we seem to be addressing it on multiple levels. So yesterday we started off like this. My Taima Rabba says the reason was, I reminded you, just remember that hey at the end of Rabba, which is the main difference between Rabba and Rava, you'll remember hey Lishma, because that's the Mapik hey, it's very stressed, so it's for that hey. It's got to be for her. And since Lefishem Bekim Lishma over there, and then Bavel, wherever, maybe not Bavel, wherever this Medinat Hayam is, which of course is going to be a big issue as we go along, they don't know what the din is, and therefore the Shliach has got to tell us. Because it's very problematic, because the Shliach doesn't tell us. He only says it was in front of him. He's not saying it was properly done in front of him. Okay. So Rashi said over here that the meaning was, I'm reminding you now of all the issues that we're going to be basing today's daf on, which is why I want to review it. So Rashi says that the point over here is that since he is going to be talking about it, say it was written in front of me, we're going to ask him, well, that's very nice, but how was it written in front of you? Obviously, that doesn't explain why he doesn't tell us straight out how it was written in front of him, but at least it can address the problem of Lishma. Rava says the issue is Levisha Einayni Metzian L'Kaimo, a get that comes from far away and doesn't have constant availability of the people that supposedly had signed, or people that know the people that signed, so that they would be able to be Mekayim. The signature is open to attack, and we don't want the get to be open to attack, and therefore the Shliach is going to tell us that he saw it, which doesn't really help, so how's that going to save it from attack? Okay, maybe. Now, the differences would be, A, in a case where two people came and delivered it instead of one person, in which case that means that there's two people around. We can always go back to them and be Mekayimet, or Medina, Medina in Eretz Yisrael. So let's say at periods in which Eretz Yisrael, areas of Eretz Yisrael were not easy to get from one to the other. And that would be the same exact problem if the issue is Lishma in Eretz Yisrael, wherever you are, you're Baki Lishma. But if the issue is Edim Lekaimo, you've got just as big a problem from coming from the Galil to Yehuda at certain times as you would from coming from Timbuktu to Israel. So maybe we'd make the same thing. Or, Bota Medina Tayyam, there's plenty of people, but there's still no Lishma. Asks the Gemara, now this part essentially is going to go on through today's daf, because what we want to know is, according to Rabbah, how are things going to help and what is this takana for? Then we'll ask exactly the same questions that we ask on Rabbah when it's on Rava, which will constitute the rest of today's daf. So therefore, let's realize we're talking about now the two pictures. Okay, so we've got Rabbah on our right, Rav on our left. We're starting with Rabbah, and we're asking Rabbah, how does this exactly work? So he says, the issue is they're not Bekin Lishma. So then why don't we need two Aidim to tell me to get kosher? What good is it to have a witness, have a single witness? Well, Eida Chad Ne'eman B'Yisrei. Now, Rav is going to go through exactly these steps, as we'll see. So we might as well explain. It'll make it easier for us to do it later. So he says, well, why is that a problem? Isn't this a question of an Isser? Eidach HaDezem HaBisurin? No, of course it's not, says the Gemara, because Eidach HaDezem HaBisurin. Eidach HaDezem HaBisurin, where you have a suffix without Ischazik Isura. So say if you're a piece of meat, now you don't know whether it's kosher meat or it's not kosher meat. You're a misupak. Is it chaylev? Is it shuban? You have no reason to say, oh, it's chazok, it's treif. No chazok, it's treif. You just don't know, and you're asking. But that's not the case over here. We know 100% this woman is about as treif as she can get for you. She's only mutara to her husband. There was Ischazik Isura of an Eishas Ish. To take off the Yitzhar of an Asian siege, what do you mean, Eidach and Mibisurim? Boy, it'd be a nice world if we oh, it's okay, you can marry her. They gave her a get. Oh, really? Great. Of course you can't rely on an Eidach. So, we've got a classical case of a Dovar Sheba Erva. And remember, Ra'aba Erva Davar is a very meaningful statement. Halo Davaru, this is something that's very important. That Davar means that al pishnei edim or shloshashlaim edim or shloshayedim yakum davar, and this is a davar. Okay, the Torah says you need a minimum of two edim, right? Ein davar sheberva pachot mishnayim. True, but this is a special case. Why? Because we don't really have ischazik isura. Since we have a get, the get is prima facie good because rov bikiyene people that are asking can get know what they're doing, and even according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir normally is chayesh lemiyut. He says, does it help that most people know? This is not a case of most people know. This is a chazaka that gitin come out only from batei didim and safri de dayani, and that's their business, for heaven's sakes. Is that a question of most? That's the only point. It would be like saying, most doctors have a medical degree. You're not a doctor if you don't have a medical degree. So Memela, in this case, if the stam get is coming from a bezda, there's safri de dayane who write the get, mikba gmiri, they know they can't write it in a way that is shalol lishma, and therefore mi ikra din, it would be 100% kosher without any further ado. The rabbanan, however, wanted to assure that there would never be problems with the get, and that's part of the service that the Rabbanan always attempt to do for women, that they should not be put into positions of igun. We saw this all through Ksuvas and Yavamas, and this is a very high degree of sensitivity on all levels of the takanas for women, and it's all about protecting the woman. Of course, that's paternalistic nowadays, but the reason, therefore, they were matzrich this in the first place, Rabbanu de Yitzchok, and they don't want the itzruch to create more problems than it solves. So therefore, mishum igun ha'ikilu barabbana. So the rabbana were makil to say, since the only reason that we want to make absolutely sure that the get is kosher is from our search for a tikkun, so then we can be makil that it would be easy to be metaken this get by having a belief in the shliach who brings it, and that is sufficient, and that's all we need. So we will believe a shliach to say, b'fanai nichtam or nichtav, we'll see what the point is of saying both, and then we'll find out that it was lishma by asking. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. This is not a kula. You're making things worse for her by saying that you're going to believe the shliach. This is a kula? This is a chumrah. Because, look, if you would have left the issue the way it would have been without your kula, so then you would have needed two witnesses to say that it was written lishma. Once you had two witnesses that say it's written lishma, there would be absolutely nothing that a Baal could do to be ma'arer on the get. At least in terms of the dinim of the get. I mean, he may claim it's mizuyaf. That's another problem. And that we'll deal with later. But to say that something is mizuyaf, we're over there, you can bring the Eidim and so on and so forth. That's one thing. But if he would come along and he would say, listen, gentlemen, I know that it's a get. I can only tell you that it was a terrible disaster. I ordered the get. It turned out that it was possible. I threw it out. Somebody found it, gave it to her, and so on. It was possible. It wasn't written lishma. So if the Baal would come and be ma'arer on that level, he would have a leg to stand on. Now, would he have a leg to stand on? That's a big machlokas we're showing him. The mashma'ut in Rashi here is that, yes, he would. Even though later on we talk about the question of whether he's neman b'mizuyaf, and over there he might be neman even b'dioraita, to claim that this is not my get. So then we'd have to establish it was a get, we'd be back on the chazaka, v'eshesish. The question is there a real ne'amanut d'midiyoraita from him to suddenly come along and claim that it was written shelo lishma? One person claimed it was written shelo lishma. This is a big machlokas. The mashma'ut in Rashi is that he would have, if not for this takana, he would have had ne'amanut. And it could be ma'ar the get. Tosfos says he couldn't be ma'ar the get. However, he would certainly create a lot of terrible rumors. So all over the internet would be, oh, those children are mamzerim, the Baal was ma'ar the get, and so on and so forth, which the Rabbanan, and here's the machlokas between two shitas and Tosfos. So according to one of the Tosfos shita, the Stam Tosfos shita, is that the very fact that this document will lead children to be unable to marry, and they will be considered to be mamzerim because of internet sites, the Rabbanan passes such a get, because they only want you to be allowed to use a get that will leave no doubt in anybody's mind that this woman is divorced. And that is ipso facto a psul bit of Rabbanan. The relearns, no, we don't passel the get. It's just that the Rabbanan are interested in making a takana that won't happen. And that's what we're talking about over here. So we need to shut up the Baal. We need to put him into a position where he'd be a fool to try to attack the integrity of the get, and even if he were to attack it, that no one would take him seriously. That's the issue. Okay, so we have a number of different approaches here. But there's other issues that some bring up, both time limits or whatever. But in any event, the idea of a year would be that if we didn't have this kula, we would lock him out of the room, because we'd simply pick him up and throw him out like a piece of dirt from Bethan if we had two witnesses. But now that you're making this kula, it's all very nice that you start with a kula, but not if that kula is going to make life more difficult for her in the end. What is it? We're living at Disneyland? Well, we'll make it easy for you. Yeah? And when that momzer of a husband shows up like he so often does, you're not making it easy for me. You're ruining my life. So how do you explain this? This is not a kula, this is a chumrah. Because even starach to leitre, if initially you would have needed what you normally would need, so then the Baal could never come to be ma'ar er to possibly. But if you're only going to have one witness to make things so-called easier, well, I understand, then you're not assuring her of protection. So the whole point is lost. If you only have chad, So then, Ati Balam Ira Pashalai. So what's the use of being nice to her and saying, don't worry about it, darling, everything will be fine. Just have the shliach say, you know, thanks, and stick your head in the sand? No, 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 you don't understand. We don't mean make it easy on her. We mean we're going to actually believe that shliach as if it would achieve the same thing as two. And how can we do that? Because look, Kiva de Omar, we're going to see later on that the din of a fanai nechtav fanai nechtam is not to her. According to one man de Omar, it's only acceptable in front of a bezdin of shlosha. According to another man de Omar, it's acceptable, but it has to be a formal mesira in front of two witnesses. Okay, something formal. I can't casually say the fanai nechtav fanai nechtam. I understand that I'm up right there on the stage. Every word is being recorded. This is essentially, what do they call that first thing, Benson, when they...
Deposition.
It's a deposition. A deposition people take very seriously. This guy's not going to put himself up there and babble. And he knows that people are going to say, well, when you said that, sir, where were you? And what exactly did the Dayanim mention when over there? Did they talk about Lishma? And so on and so forth. So since, given the Omer Ma'ariv, they come and otnola. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, Chadam Rifnei Shnayim, the Chadam Rifnei Shlosha. It may even have to be in front of Bezdin. It certainly needs to be a deposition in front of witnesses. So then, Mikor Midag Dayak. This Shliach is going to be very careful of what he has to say. V'lo'ati l'urue nafshe. Now, this word, lo'ati l'urue nafshe, is also a machloket Rishonim, and I think probably the best pshat is the way some of the Rishonim point out that the two things are completely interrelated. It has multiple levels of meaning. Since the shliach will not come to put himself into a matzav in which people are going to say, this guy is an idiot, and so on, because of that, the Baal will therefore not come to be ma'arer and look like a fool because he thinks to himself, too many people know about this. They've asked too many questions. Everybody's going to believe that the shliach is telling the truth, and I'm just a jealous husband, and I'm going to look like a fool. I'm not walking in there to start up with that, and therefore he will not be ma'ara himself either. And so by doing that, they've actually created a situation where the Baal will not be believed if he says such a thing against a person who we assume has taken every precaution, and therefore we will suspect him of simply trying to wreck things, and we will not accept the Irur Haba. This concludes our on the right picture of Rabba, his approach of the Lishma issue.
So it's an ounce of prevention that equals a
penalty. Exactly, yeah. Now, according to Rava, we have exactly the same issues. So let's go through Rava now. Ula Rava. So Rava says the issue is Lefisha Ein Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimo. So we have exactly the same problem. Why don't we need two witnesses to be Mekayim the Shtar, right? Same question we asked on Rabbah. You want to prove that the get was written properly, so you need two witnesses. You always need two witnesses, don't you? And we answered him because we have the Chazaka, we have the Safed Dayani, we have the Rove, etc., etc. According to Rava, now we're going to go through the same exact series of questions. So he's saying the issue is Ein Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimo. How are you normally Mekayim Shtarot? With two witnesses. So Liboy Trey, Midid Avi Akim Shtarot the Alma. Well, in this case, we have Eidech Hanema B'Yisurin. What? Eimud Amrin and Eidech Hanema B'Yisurin. Gigon Chatichar, Safek Shal Chelev, Safek Shal Shuman, Deloiz Chazik Yisur. Again, word for word, the mirror image on the left. Here's Rava that's going to have to answer the same questions. Mashen Kein Hacha, where we have a Cheskas Yisur of Eishas Ish. We can't just be Mekel and say Eidech Hanema B'Yisurin. It's a Dover Sheberva. Le'en Dover Sheberva, Pochot Mishtayim. And, says Rava, well, I'll tell you why. What to Rabba was, well, anyway, we didn't really need to deal with this because Safra de Dayanim Rebekiyim, is to Rava, well, anyway, we don't really need to deal with this, obviously for a completely different reason. And what is that reason? That reason is that there is no such Dioraita concept called Kiyum Shtarot. The whole thing is Darabonah. Midioraita, we should not require any kiyum of shtarot. Kiyum of shtarot in general, lami lo liboy, as Reish Lakish has pointed out. Reish Lakish says that the whole point of a shtar is that edima chatumim al shtar nasu k'misha nechkru edutan bebeitin. The chazaka, that people will not put out a document that is forged and can be exposed as a forgery, which will ruin their lives. If it gets out that someone forged a document, and the chances are very likely that we could show that document ultimately to be forged. I mean, putting something out there like that and then being exposed as a person who forged, that's it. Who's going to do business with you? It's a disaster. So really, the whole halacha of a shtar is that it is accepted as it is. It was the Rabbanan who added an additional level of protection, and they were matzrich in general kiyum. Okay. But hacha mishum iguna, to make life easier for a woman, they were mekel not to require kiyum of two, and the deal with the shliach as if that's enough. Kula, asked the Gemara, you call this a kula? What are you doing? Sticking your hand in the sand and pretending, okay, darling, everything will be fine. It won't be fine. It turns out to be a chumrah. Because had you allowed things to be normal, imat strachta leitre, lo atibal, and ma'arer, and postulate by claiming it was a forgery. It's word for word the same sugya mirrored between the concerns of Lishma and the concerns of the need for kiyum. Whereas had you only, now that you're saying, well, don't worry, darling, when the Baal does show up in his ma'ar and apostle, we're in big trouble. Yes, but even the Omar Marbif, they come and not in Allah, Rabbi Yoch, Rabbi Hanina, Chadam, Rabbi Fnei Shnaim, V'chadam, Rabbi Fnei Shlosha. Therefore, we know that me, Karam, Midek, Daik, this Shliach is standing up to either to a deposition or an actual trial in his mind. He's going to be very certain of what he's saying, and therefore, this is the full equivalent of a real kiyum. Okay, so now we've got the two sides clear, the basic mechanism of this takona in place. It turns out to be a modality of protection, adding an additional layer for the isha. And you want to take some? Yeah, why not? Varava, my time alomar ki rabba, omar lecha, says Rava. To say what Rabba was saying, that this is an issue of lishma, makes absolutely no sense. Obviously, pitting Rabba against Rava is going to expose all of the cracks in both of their shitas. We've already noted some of those cracks. So the first obvious crack is that Rava says, you got to be cracked to say what Rabba is saying. Why does it say, Mikatani b'fanai nechtav lishma? Does it say b'fanai nechtav lishma? Understand, if the issue is lishma, how could you leave out the main point? That's crazy. Rabba says, well, let me tell you. Remember that the whole point here is the protection of the woman, right? Okay. So, the truth is that we should have been mitakein to say the word lishma, which is our real concern. But you know something? Sometimes when you add an additional layer of protection, what you're actually doing is creating a greater problem. Why? Because the halacha is that any get that isn't performed correctly, according to the way that the dinim of getin have been set down, get is defined as the same thing as we say, Haret Mekudeshet Li Kedat Moshe V'Yisrael. A get that's not Kedat Moshe V'Yisrael, according to Rabbi Meir, is an actual postal get. The more you attempt to make things better, the more loopholes there are. Because, well, he didn't say it exactly right. Wasn't the takana to say, b'fanai nechtav lishma, and b'fanai nechtam lishma? We only heard b'fanai nechtav, he left out the word lishma. He only said lishma at the end. Maybe he was supposed to say the whole thing, and so on and so forth. We don't want to make more loopholes and more complications and more possibilities for a guy who's delivering a get to make a mistake. So there's got to be some balance if we're protecting things. The more of these, it's like trying to get Medicaid you know, under Obamacare. I mean, you got to read through 4,000 pages of rules of this. Nobody knows what the heck's going on. And the whole thing grinds to a halt. And that's what would happen over here. If we're going to ask this idiot to say three separate things, you know, not only was it nechtav, but it was nechtav lishma. Not only was it nechtav lifanai, but lishma. Oh my God. Forget it. Ati lemigzeya. He's going to leave one of them out and we're in trouble. Well, I mean, if he's that stupid, you know, he might. If we ashtanami ati lemigzeya. I mean, he's going to leave something out of the two things, you know, bifanai nechtav or the bifanai nechtav. Yeah, but you know, three things is really rough. I mean, chada mitlat, guys. People will leave out one of the three essential points. But one out of two, you know, even for an idiot, is pretty hard to leave out. So chada mitarti lo, guys. Okay? So therefore, even though our ikar concern is the word lishma, but by putting him up against the wall and having to say b'fanai nichtav, and knowing that we're going to be asking him questions, and of course those questions which are mitorim as a matter of nature, when he says b'fanai nichtav, we will say, well, what do you mean? I mean, did they know what they were doing? I mean, was it a printer with monkeys on it, you know, printing out Shakespeare? Or was it somebody who knew what he was doing? And so on. So mimela, we will come to make sure that it's lishma, without making a takana that could end up destroying the get simply because it wasn't done according to the rules. And why doesn't Rabba want to take the obvious concerns of Rava? Because, as we noted, if the issue is Aiden to be Mekayim Echatima, why are they talking about the writing? The writing is irrelevant. If he's saying Bifanai Nechtam, now that would have sounded like Rava. That's what Kiyum Shtarot are about, signatures. Now why is this guy talking about, I saw them write the get? Why does he have to see them write the get? How could you possibly believe that a takona that insists that a shliach has to have seen the writing of the get has something to do with the chatima? For heaven's sakes, it's obvious that that's not the issue. So because Im Kein, if it's all about the ability to make sure that the get has witnesses that could be testifying for the kiyum, then that's all that we're concerned about. So let's say, b'fanai nechtam, v'tulo. Why are we messing things up by existing b'fanai nechtam, lomali? What are we saying that for? Unless he's got to be talking about the k'tiva, because as I said, it needs to be l'shma. Tushma mino bina l'shma, which of course is going to lead to the next phase in our discussion, which is, well, that's all very nice, but if it's lishma, why does the signature have to be lishma? And if the signature is the thing that has to be lishma, why does the ketiva have to be lishma? That's the next piece of Gemara. But first, we're going to answer that question according to Rava. Says Rava, you will be shocked to hear that the only reason that we mention the ketiva is to get you confused. So, because I'll tell you. Rava says, "Bedino delitneach." The truth is that takana should have been that way. Only talk about the signature. Let's imagine that that's what we would have done. Okay, people standing in the courtroom here. Okay, so you're telling us, sir, that you witnessed this signature? Yes, I am. Okay, then we stamp it and we give it to the woman. Oh, they report. You know, you only need one person to be mekayim shtarot. We actually were there in front of the Besdin of, you know, Rava, and they stamped the shtar, which only had one guy saying that he's testifying that the signatures are good. So you obviously don't need kiyum shtarot, you don't need two witnesses. Now that would be terrible, because that's not true. Because if we would do it that way, people will get very confused, not understanding all of the logic of the special necessity to say b'fanai nechtam, and the fact that he will lo atili ruye nafshe, and all the things that we just said. They don't know the Gemara in Gittin, so they will be convinced this is a typical standing in the court to be mekayem shtar, which it is not. Therefore, we throw in b'fanai nechtam just to keep you guessing. So the people are sitting there, gee, I wonder why he's saying the fanai nechtav, fanai nechtav. It couldn't be kiyum, because then why would it? Gosh, and they're totally confused. But meanwhile, at least they don't come to the wrong conclusion. The Besdin knows what's going on, and they do it. Rabba says, You'd have to be really stupid to think that this guy is being Mekayem Ashtar. I mean, there's nothing that is similar between this stand in the court and a normal Kiyum Shtar. First of all, how do you normally do Kiyum Shtarot? Yadinan Bey, Baha'i, etc. We recognize this signature. Does he say Yadinan? He doesn't say Yadinan. He says Bifanai, okay? Furthermore, suppose you were becoming to Kiyum Shtarot. Would we accept a woman's testimony as a Kiyum? No. In this case, a woman who is a shliach to bring the get is perfectly allowed to say b'fanai nichtav, b'fanai nichtam. It doesn't matter, because it's a din in the shlichut, and it's not a din in testimony. Thirdly, says Rava, how about if a person who brings the shtar to collect tells the court, and I recognize the witness's signature. It's a good signature. So now I'm going to collect. We'll say, that's very nice that you recognize the signature, but we would like to have an objective opinion on the matter, you know. But in this case, if a woman is a shliach to bring the get to herself, now how would that be? The Baal does not want the get to be handled where he is. He wants the get to be handed to the woman in a different city to avoid embarrassment or whatever the case is. So he says to the woman, okay, I'm giving you this get not as a get. I'm giving you this get for you to deliver to the court in that city who will then give it to you as a get. That woman is a shliach laholacha for herself. And she is believed to say, b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta. So how could anybody think for a minute that this has to do with Kiyum Shtarot? It's laughable. So it obviously doesn't have to do with Kiyum Shtarot b'alma. It's a special halacha. So hatam ba'al davar lo meheman. Hacha ba'al davar meheman, says Rava. So how could you try to tell me that because of this ridiculous chashash that people may think that this is a common Kiyum Shtarot, that therefore we make up this absurd nusach of b'fanai nichtav, which is totally irrelevant? Of course it's got to be relevant, and therefore it has to be speaking about Lishma, and I am right, says Rava. Now, wait a minute, hold on a second. If, according to me, the entire takana is indeed a quickie kiyum, which is to make life easier, what if he would have said it in a Lashon Kiyum? So suppose he wouldn't have said b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav. If we wouldn't have had this takana in this fashion, and he would then have said just yadinan be, and by the way, I do know that this signature is a correct signature. Okay, then it would have been just as good. Because I'm saying that the whole purpose is to allow for a case where there are no witnesses available to say that because he has to go through this interrogation and deposition, then he knows what he's talking about. So if he would have used the normal way of saying it, Yadinan Bey, that wouldn't have been good? Of course it would have been good. Therefore, people would have gotten confused. And therefore, we were metakein this special Lashon that no, you have to say it this way in order to avoid that confusion. Because since without this takana kivut chiyomer yadinan, he would have been a heman, then in fact, and therefore the whole thing makes sense according to me too. Now, asks the Gemara, now, but what would be the meaning if the whole issue is that in a bekiyum lishma, why are we asking him to testify on both the Ktiva and the Chatima? Who would be a Tana that would say that a get must not only be written Lishma, it must be signed Lishma? Because that's what Rabba seems to be saying. You've got to be saying Lishma on both things. Well, can you identify a shita like that, please, sir? Man hai tana deboik tiva lishma, uboik lechatima lishma, both? Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehiyah bedvaro. Now remember, before we begin looking at this inside, that we have a general question as to the purpose of Edim on the shtar. In this particular case, as we saw before, v'katav la sefer kritut means that this shtar is not there to serve as proof of divorce. This shtar creates the divorce. In such a case, our question is, aside from the general question of the relationship of witnesses to shtarot and so on, which is always, even if it's only as a proof, is it the signature of the witness that makes the document a alpi shnei edim yakum davar and turns it into a serious davar, or is it the testimony of the witness? So suppose the witnesses stand at the point where the Baal takes the document, hands it to his wife, and says, "This is your get." So now the question is that good? Because those edim saw the Mesiras HaGet. That is a big machlokas. Is it the edei chatima karte? Karte means they achieve the act of kritut here. So they actually make that get. Or is it edei chatima karte? Is it the ones who actually sign on it that make it kosher? Okay. If you hold that the meaning of the get is its signature, then the meaning of the words vikatavla sefer kritut, what is that kritut? The signature. Then it would only be referring to the signature. So then only the signature would need to be lishma. I am signing my name on this document to achieve a gerushin of Mrs. So-and-so from Mr. So-and-so.
Even if it wasn't written lishma.
It would make no difference. I activated it lishma. That's all
it gave it.
Exactly. Of course, as we'll see, I could have found it in a garbage pail outside of the Chinese factory. I could have taken it. Oh, wow, this is my name, my wife's name. What a wonderful opportunity to get a cheapo get. Find two witnesses, have them affix a signature lishma, and then the get is completely kosher. That's Rabbi Meir's classic case. You found it in a garbage pail, and it would be fine. So according to Rabbi Meir, the only thing that's important is the chatima lishma. Chatima boy, ketiva lo boy. Because as we'll see in the Mishnah, later on, ein kotvim b'mechubar l'karka. Remember that one of the things that we saw in the pasuk is v'katav v'natan, which means that directly from the ktiva you have to be able to come to the netina. If there's an additional step, such as you wrote it on a tree and now you have to cut down the tree in order to hand it to the woman, that's not v'katav v'natan. That's v'katav v'charatat ha'etz v'natan. So that's a din in the etzem get. But if you hold that all of the dinim of the get are set on the chatima, then if I wrote a get on a tree, and I cut down the tree, and the edim signed the tree, then if I hand it over, that would be v'katav v'natan, because the ktiva would refer to the signature, and not to the actual incisions of the letters on the tree, right? Okay. And that happens to be exactly the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar. So it says later on, ein kotvim mechubar l'karka. But, and this is Stam Mishnah, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, katvoa mechubar l'karka, then you cut down the tree, and then the Adam sign, and you handed her the tree, then it would be kosher. So that means, according to Rabbi Meir, what's important? The chatima. And the dinim that define the get and possibly if it's done wrongly on the chatima, because over here you did the ktiva of the get wrongly. You wrote it on a tree while it was mechuber. And the same thing would be true if you wrote it shelo lishma. It would be kosher, as long as the chatima is okay. If it's going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar, ktiva boy, chatima lo boy. All you would need is just the opposite. It's only the ketiva that's important. The chatima, according to Rabbi Elazar, as we'll see, is totally unnecessary. According to Rabbi Elazar, a get without any witnesses is a 100% kosher get, as long as it was given in front of witnesses. Right? So then obviously, according to him, when it says v'katavla, I can't mean it has to be signed properly. It doesn't have to be signed at all. So the v'katavla means what? The writing of the words on the get, that's what makes a get a get. And they, of course, it needs to be witnessed, but it's the words that are being witnessed with that Mesira. So according to him, all you would need to say is Nichtav Lishma. Why does it need to be Nechtav Lishma? So Rabbah, you've got a built-in problem over here, but I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, look, in reality, all of this is true, but it's all Midiraita. Remember, this whole thing is a Takana Rabbanan. Maybe the Rabbanan required both. Ktiva Lishma and Chativa Lishma. I know that's what you're going to say. V'chi Tema, you're going to tell me, I know. It's really Rabbi Elazar. It's just that Rabbi Elazar is saying you don't need Chativa Lishma Midiraita, but Min Rabbanan at least you need Lishma, excuse me. And what about the famous Mishnah about Shlosha Gittim Psulin that our apostle only Min Rabbanan? And Rabbi Elazar does not require Chatima Lishma over there at all, because the case over there is that it's not. There are three Gittin that are Psulim, but the child doesn't become a Mamzer if you get married based on this get, which means really it's a totally kosher get. And it's just that it's not the way to write the get in the first place, right? So Shlosha Gittin Psulim, but if she went ahead based on this get and went ahead and got married, the child is okay. That would be a case where katav bichtav yado. Somebody writes a get in his own handwriting. So the husband writes the get. Is the handwriting sufficient? Ve'ein alav edim. There are no witnesses to the get at all. So is handwriting an equivalent of the ability to identify that this is his get? How about if there are edim on a regular get, everything's fine, but there's no date on the get. And we're going to see, there's a machlokas, why we need a date on a get at all. And that's a machlokas as to whether we're concerned that a person may want to cover his wife's illicit activities to save her from Bezdin. And actually, she's been fooling around with somebody way before the get, but he writes an earlier date on a get and claims that he had divorced her a long time ago. That may be one reason. It may be the exact opposite. This guy, knowing that he's divorcing her, he jumps and sells all of the property, collects all of the nechasim after he already gives her the get, and he writes the get with a date later, which allows him to do that. And then when she says, but he handed me that get a month before. What was he doing selling my property, which is really now mine? He didn't have any rights to that nechsei malug at this point. He said, well, what do you mean? Look at the date, lady. Look at the date. You know, so he had actually postdated the shtar. So therefore, we need to have a kosher date on the get that is part of the get itself. But that's a derabon. Or if the other case is, if yesh bo zman, but it only has an eid echad. These are examples of Shlosha Gittin Psulim Vim Nisei Tavlat Kasher. Now this is the Tanakhama, and according to Rashi, this is neither Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Meir would hold that you do need Chatima. We'll see that later on there's a Rashi, which some claim is not Rashi. It's a Talmud of Rashi that adds that maybe it could work out, Libet Rimer Ksav Yado as a din of Edus and so on. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, but here we're only interested right now in proving what Rabbi Elazar says. Rabbi Elazar says, why is this posel min rabbanan? Why did there need to be testimony on a get? It's completely kosher. L'chatchila, you go and you can go and collect the ketuvah, and you don't need on the document that creates the get edus in order to collect from the chasim mishubadim. As in any case, as long as the shibud was created by a shtar, and therefore it's traceable on the market, whatever now activates your collection doesn't have to be alpiyadim. And therefore, the only reason that we have edim chatumim al get, you're telling me, Rebbe Elazar, you don't need witnesses on a get. I've never seen a get without witnesses. That's true, says Rebbe Elazar. But you know why we do it that way? It's mipnei tikkun olam. Suppose the edim that witnessed the Mesira die. What's this woman going to do if anybody's buying her on the get, right? So therefore, we want to have a signature, and a signature will be good even if the Adam die and so on. We just need to be Mekayim the signature, and it's good forever. And therefore, it's better for her, makes life easier. But it isn't part of the get at all. Therefore, the reason that we would need to say Lishma can't be, according to Rabbi Elazar, we don't even need Mirabbanan, Lishma. Maybe you'll try to tell me the other way, that it actually it's Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir doesn't need Ktiva Lishma, only Midiraita. But Mirabbanan, he does. But Reb Nachman said that the point of Rabbi Meir is that even if you find a get in a garbage pail, Omer Haya Rabbi Meir, Afilo Matzoba Ashpa, and you got it signed properly, and you gave it to its kosher. And maybe you'll try to tell me, yeah, that means it's kosher, but you're right. The chite manan, but you're right. Come on. Iachi Omer Haya Rabbi Meir. That's what it should say. What should it say? Omer Haya Rabbi Meir, that Dvar Torah, even if you found it in a garbage pail, it would be kosher. That's what Niboyle. And therefore, when you say it in this fashion, Omer Haya Rabbi Meir, you're saying a practical halacha. Rabbi Meir used to say, find a get in a garbage pail, sign it properly, and then it's a kosher get. So it doesn't work out according to either of these. Now, how are you going to explain this, Rabbah? Why do I need both Ktiva Lishma and Chatima Lishma on that cliffhanger? We await the next daf. Same time, same station.
Same cost.
For dragon. Hi, Kulagu. Chumrahu, the imetzrach le'trei, like it should have been, lo atibal ma'arer apostle, but chad, atibal ma'arer apostle. Well, kiva demar ma'ar, b'flei kama no t'nola, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, chadam b'flei shnayim, v'chadam b'flei shlosha, therefore the shliach is mikor midag dayek, lo ati l'ruya nafshe, which means we will not accept the ur ha'ba'al. Lo rova di armar l'fisha enei dimetziyim l'kaimo. Why don't you need Trey Midir Avekim Shtoros De Alma? Well, because Eidechonam and Misurim. Eimodam, Rinan Eidechonam and Misurim, Kigon Chatichat, Safik Shal Chelef, Safik Shal Shuman, Doloit Chazek Yisura, Avol Ochit Chazek Yisura, Dei Shetish, Havi Davar Sheberva, Vedain Davar Sheberva, Pachot Mishnai. True, Bedinu Lebekim Shtorot Nami Loli Boy, however, Kenereh Shlokesh. The Omer Shlokesh, Eidim Achatumim Al Ashtar Nasa, Kamish Nech, Rodiotam Bebezdin anyway. Therefore, the whole thing is only a mitzvah rabbanan, and that rabbanan that tzrichim mishum iguna ikilah barabbanan to believe one person. Kula, isn't that a chumra? Imatztrach talitrei lo atibal ma'ar apostle. But if there's only chad, atibal ma'ar apostle. Well, even the omar b'fnei kamenotan la'rem yochan rebbe chanina chad b'fnei shnayim v'chadom b'fnei shlosha mi'ikara mi'deg dayik v'lo atilu ruyan afshen. For Rava, my time alone, Amar Karaba. The ikur is missing from the whole sefer over here. Mikatani b'fanai nechta v'shma. B'fanai nechta v'shma. Rabbah, the truth is we should have made it that way, but we couldn't, you see. But then the litniach, litin mefashtalei diburai. So then he's going to end up screwing up the get by leaving out the one word. So atil megazia. Well, I mean, he could still do that. Hashtanami atil megazia. Yeah, okay. Chadam itlat goyiz. Chadam itartalo goyiz. Rabba, my time alone, Amar Rabba. Amar Lacha, how could you possibly think Rabba's right? Im kein nitnei b'fanai nechtam. Why is he talking about ktiva if there's not an issue about the ktiva, which, as far as I know, could only be the problem of l'shma? So why are we talking about ktiva lamali? Shma min abin l'shma? V'rava. But then the problem is that had we wrote it like that, the rabbi, how could anybody be dummy enough to mix it up? Me dummy? Hatam yadinan. I can't be that big of a dummy, right? Hatam yadinan and hacha b'fanai. Hatam isha lo me'emne, hacha isha his me'emne. Hatam baldavar lo me'em and hacha baldavar his me'em. So how could you think this is kiyum? Virava, that's all very nice in a normal case. But suppose the guy would have come forward and would have said Yadina. What? Well, then all of a sudden it would have been good. Milo Mehemne. So since that might be the case, and he might just not be a woman, and he might just not be the woman to whom the get was written, you know. I mean, it is conceivable, Rava, isn't it? Rava, isn't it now? So kiven de chioma Yadina Mehemne. And therefore, keep them guessing. Well, Rabbi, the Amar Lefisha Ein Bekiyan Lishma, where do we find a Tana who holds that you need both the Ktiva Lishma, the boy Ktiva Lishma, Uboy also the Chatima Lishma? If it's Rabbi Meir, you need the Chatima, but not the Ketiva. The Tanan Ein Kotvim B'chub L'Karka, but if Katavol B'chub L'Karka and then Tolasho, and then you had it signed, then it's fine. We're not Lord Kasher. If it's Rabbi Elazar, he only needs Ketiva Lishma. He doesn't need Chatima Lishma. And maybe you will try to tell me, V'chitema, well, that's already right, but I mean, the truth is, L'Olam, it is going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said you don't need Chatima Lishma, Midiraita, but at least Midirabbanan you do. That's exactly the point that Rabbi Elazar says is not true. Because the Mishnah about Shlosha Gittin Psulim the Rabbanan, and over there Rabbi Elazar says, no, it is not Psulim the Rabbanan, it's perfectly good. The Tanan, Shlosha Gittin Psulim, Ve'im Niseit Havlat Kasher, which means only B'diavad. Okay, Katav B'Ketivat Yado Ve'in Alav Eidim, at all. Yesh Lo Avedim Ve'in Bozman, Yesh Bozman Ve'in Bo Ela Eid Achad, Harei Ela Shlosha Gittin Psulim Yisei Havlat Kasher, and Rabbi Elazar says, what's the problem with not having Eidim? Since when do you need Eidim? It's perfectly kosher, and it's a normal get, and she's gover k'tuva minichas mishubadim. And this business of getting having witnesses, that's just because it makes life easier if something happens to the Eidei Mesira, that's all. She'ein Eidim chotmim ala getan tikkun olam. Okay, maybe it's Rabbi Meir. Maybe Rabbi Meir doesn't need Ketiva Lishma Midiraita, but maybe Min Rabbanan Boy. No, that's not true. Because Rabbi Nachman says Rabbi Meir used to go around saying that Omar Rabbi Meir filo matzo ba'ashpa, and it says made in China, and then you went ahead and you were Chotmo, it would be perfectly kosher. Okay, but I mean, maybe that's only Midiraita, you know. I mean, maybe, I'm still saying, maybe Midrabban or Rabbi Meir holds you needs to. No! Come on, let's be honest. But Omer Haya Rabbi Meir. It should have said, Omer Haya Rabbi Meir Dvar Torah Mi Boile. He's obviously saying something that's Nogea. Pshuta Kamashmo. To be continued.